Mayor Kwan, I'm interested, first of all, in your thoughts about the mail-in election from yesterday. Oakland voters rejected all three measures on the ballot, including Measure I, that would have provided some funding for city services. What are your thoughts on the outcome of the election?
Well, it's not surprising. Even the San Francisco tax measures went down recently, and particularly in Oakland, we've been a little distracted. So I don't think the people who normally would have been out there campaigning for this had much time to work with it. But it means that we will not be able to restore some of the services that we cut. You may remember at the beginning of the year, I put out several options. One included just an all-cuts budget. Luckily, the employees of the city came up and gave back 10% and undertook really for the first time major pension reform in the city. And even the police are now paying into their pension. And so we were able to restore some of the cuts. Some of the cuts were going to be permanent, but we had a chance to bring back full-time senior programs that are senior centers, some road and tree people, some park maintenance people, to add and upgrade our technology at the libraries, which, you know, needs constant funding to keep the internet and other services going. And probably most importantly for Oaklanders, it was going to allow us the extra money for police recruitment and training. You know, the baby boomers are retiring, and the replacement of police officers are probably the most expensive cost. It costs us about $100,000 to train and recruit a new police officer. And with the boomers retiring at a higher rate, we really don't necessarily have enough money right now in the budget to keep up with that. So my biggest hope is that the economy in Oakland swings up a bit. We're hoping to make a couple of good announcements on new projects in Oakland, and hopefully we'll eventually be able to cover that.
It seems like all of this has been something of a double whammy, as it were. You've got the Occupy protesters, which scared off some businesses. I know you and the Chamber of Commerce had been very adamant in saying, we understand what you're trying to say, but you are scaring down our economy, and it's hurting the very people you're trying to help. Between that and Measure I failing, it seems like the city's kind of been in this really tough spiral of economic news.
We have this perfect storm. We have the inability to focus on and try. I think it would have been hard to pass Measure I anyway, but we thought we'd had to try to give Oaklanders a chance to also step up. It would have been a quarter a day. Otherwise, what we have now is just an all-cuts budget that doesn't work federally. It really doesn't work locally for cities either. We have the potential loss of a couple businesses downtown, and a lot of small businesses really hurt. You know, I tell the story about growing up in a restaurant when I was a child, and my father never took off Christmas until I was about five. And unfortunately, that was the year he died, I think. He wanted to spend time with me. And it was because our margin was so tight. And then lastly, you have the cost of Occupy Oakland, which will probably be several million dollars. Luckily, for the first time in many years, we have a full reserve, and it will mean just other things won't get done in the city, unfortunately.
So where do you see the ray of hope? Where do you see the opportunity for Oakland to bounce back and to keep growing?
You know, Oakland is in the center of the Bay Area, and we're an amazing city. Downtown Oakland's one of the most exciting places in the Bay Area. You know, just about 6 months ago, the New York Times said that we had some of the best restaurants in the Bay Area. We have a thriving art scene. If you come down on First Friday, and I ask people to come down on First Friday, you'll see thousands of people visiting our art galleries, enjoying the music in the nightclubs downtown or the Fox Theater. And if you look at our central location, Oakland was one of the few cities predicted by ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, to continue to grow in jobs and housing over the next decade. And I think that's going to happen. But unfortunately, there's a national stereotype about Oakland. But Oakland's one of the most diverse, exciting cities in the country. And we're going to come back.
Do you have any additional concerns as it relates to the Occupy protesters, either at Snow Park, who have not yet been evicted, or the possibility of a retrenching at Franco Gawa Plaza? Or are you kind of confident that that's mostly over and done with?
I was very heartened the day that we cleared the park, that the protesters were very peaceful, that they talked about getting on with the work of the 99%, and I've been following all the little tweets and the different groups. You know, they're going to start organizing around the school closures in Oakland. I understand there's going to be some picketing of banks this weekend. I think people are sort of getting on with the movement. The snow park people have till Monday, and a group of them have been working really hard over the last 2 weeks to find an alternative place. I hear that one of the local churches may be willing to rent to them. So I think we move on. I think it could be a model for the rest of the country. That is, I think the movement's gotten diverted on the encampments, and across the country they haven't been able to really contain the crime or the large homeless population, and it becomes a whole sap on the resources instead of moving on with the organizing. Oakland, by the way, our winter shelter opened yesterday. So that we're hoping that the large number of the homeless that were staying in Frank Ogawa Plaza will be sheltered there for the rest of the winter.
Now, in regards to Snow Park, have you notified them that Monday is their day to go?
They made a deal with the police chief. You know, one of the things that we had tried all last week was to get people to leave, and I probably myself talked to 9 or 10 of the tents that were in Frank Ogawa Plaza. When we moved in on the camp that morning, there were less than a dozen people still staying there. Mm-hmm. So many of the people who wanted to stay in an encampment-type setting went to Snow Park. A lot of people just went home. But they've been trying to continue their organizing. And for the group that negotiated to go to Snow Park, the police chief gave them a week, and so I'm guessing that's Monday, to find a permanent home.
Okay. I just want to make sure I've got it right. Is it a hard Monday, or are you guessing it's Monday?
The police chief negotiated with many of the people that we were trying to get to leave Frank Ogawa Plaza to let them have Snow Park as an interim place, and he gave them a week. We understand that they've been actively looking for several weeks for a location, and that a local church now may have offered to rent them space. And so we expect them to be gone by next Monday.